Chav Gimel Nerosh. Yetzei L'Riv Maher. Rosh says that a person shouldn't react quickly. And by reacting quickly, a majority of the reasons why people get into fights, get into machloikas, is because they do something without thinking it through totally, and they react quickly. And by reacting quickly, they end up with getting into a riv, into a machloikas. And the person should distance himself from making shvuas or making nedarim. The Gemara says that the person who makes nedarim does that indiscriminately. The punishment for that is that his children are nifter. Again, it's one of those the points of the two elements of the rush seem to be that the connection is difficult. The simple understanding that people draw the connection is saying that the person who gets into fights, and then they start making commitments and start making plans, start running this, and they end up doing all these different things they shouldn't be doing. Let's just maybe talk about the first part of the rush, and then we'll see if we can talk about the connection maybe tomorrow. There's a lot of chazals about the isser of machloikas. A lot of chazals talk about. Pasuk talks about that Lot left Avraham Avinu. What caused Lot to leave Avraham Avinu? Because there was meriva. There's a meriva. The pasuk says between Avraham and Roye Lot, and they ended up going their own ways. The Gemara says Halacha says that Yalasi Lashon Hara Balei Machloikas, which is once you understand how terrible saying Lashon Hara is, that they had to say Lashon Hara Balei Machloikas. Why is that? So the Chofetz Chaim explains it's because the Rosh is going to punish the Balei Machloikas, and you might think this guy is a good guy, and you say, well, why does the person deserve it? You have a Tanis of Kodesh Baruch Hu. So we're mafarsim what the guy did, and Mimela, when the punishment comes, you'll understand that he deserves it. That's the heter. There's a medrash sefer called one of the medrashim called Mishnas Rabbi Eliezer. Gimel Makom is Vitel Kadosh Baruch Hu Alav Adasar Vitel Machloikis, and it continues. It says Kashi Machloikis. The Rosh is not Moichel Machloikis. I feel that's a siyag la mitzvah. It's not kedai to do machlokes. Vishkula kedar amabo. Vumavila de malchus. They the sakanas of foshes. They chaylev. They ksitzas kaf. They the misa atzma, etc. Okay, doesn't sound very 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 exciting. Can I ask the question? What's so bad about machlokes? So what's it? Machlokes is bad. Why? Why is that? You stop and think about it. You know, this is all the chazals. Machlokes is bad. Sometimes when you see something in chazal, you see something in the Torah, you say, "What's the point?" The answer is, "That's the point." Kadosh Baruch Hu, what the message is, Kadosh Baruch Hu's the desire that the relationship between the members of Klal Yisrael, the Bnei Yisrael, should be such that. We don't understand it like that. He's a different person. He's separate from me. And I have my way. He has his way. And I don't see eye to eye with him. And I have a right to disagree with him and push it if I need to, as far as I need to go. Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't see Klal Yisrael like that. Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't see Klal Yisrael. Kadosh Baruch Hu sees Klal Yisrael as one unit. Kadosh Baruch Hu sees Klal Yisrael is that we all function together. And when Klal Yisrael functions together, they have the milas of Klal Yisrael and Shemayim. Kadosh Baruch Hu is mevatel avodah zorah. Klal Yisrael is doing something wrong. It can't be mevatel machlokes because that rips Klal Yisrael into pieces. And Klal Yisrael, when they're in pieces, we don't get a din which is good. The whole mila that a person comes to the din and says, "Listen, as an individual, I don't deserve anything. I can't feel confident that I deserve something." Klal Yisrael as a klal, Klal Yisrael as Rosham has havtocha that he has a havtocha to Klal Yisrael. The Klal Yisrael is a klal. The Rosham takes he has a bris with us. He will take care of us. So as part of the klal, a person who perceives himself as part of the klal, he gets the siyata nishmaya, the protection from the Rosham's havtocha to Klal Yisrael. Machloekis says that I'm not part. So Bereshit says, I can't be Mavater. He's an individual person. So the issue here, the first step of the issue is, how do we perceive ourselves? The step of Machloikus, I think, is the second step. How do we perceive ourselves? Do we see ourselves as part of a tzibur? Do we see ourselves as part of a klal? Part of a tzibur means that there are certain things about the tzibur which I'm not exactly 100% happy with, but I learned to be mevater on those things because for the tiles of the tzibur, that's what you have to do. I have certain expectations that I'm not going to get because it's part of a group. Not everything's going to go my way. The focus isn't myself. The focus is what can I give to the benefit of the tzibur as opposed to what can I get. As long as I'm focusing on what I can get, it's impossible not to come to the world of machloikas. So the starting point of the issue of machloikas is not, well, when we end up with the fight, we end up with a disagreement, it's what our attitude towards relationships around us is. What our attitude towards what's coming me to me in this world. If I focus on what's coming to me, I'm going to end up in the cat of the Balei Machloikas at some point in time. I focus on how I'm supposed to be contributing, and how presenting myself as part of a greater unit, which I have a responsibility to, and I have a desire to be giving to them. So then, where's it's not Shaykh Machloikas? Like, what Shaykh Machloikas? So the Torah presents the issue. First time the Torah presents it is this issue with Lot and Avraham. Lot could have been part of Avraham was what the Pesukim are saying. And Lot could have been part of that Havtacha to Avraham, but he focused on what he is getting out of it. When Chazal say that the godless that you know that Bereshit was zayichem for Lot, the schus he didn't tell a paro about Sarah. So obviously, if he didn't tell Paro about Sarah, and that's considered a schus for him, it means it's something which he would have desired to do. So now, why would he want to? Why would he want to do that? Why would he want to? What is he? Because then he'll get everything that Avraham has. See, his focus wasn't what could he give to Avraham. His focus is what he can get from Avraham. So here's a golden opportunity to get a lot from Avraham. We'll eliminate Avraham, and I'm in good business. And he didn't do that. Ah, that's a golden excuse for him. He overcame his Yetzirah. But what's that Yetzirah? He has an opportunity to be part of the greater klal of what Avraham really represented. And what can he contribute to the furtherance of what Avraham stands for? That should have been Lot's cheshbon in life. And as Lot's cheshbon in life, there's no shaka v'tarya. Whether you should tell Paro about Sarah, it's a havamina. But he didn't get it right. So maybe there's a meriva ben the royim of Lot and the royim of Avraham Avinu, and they go their own directions. We didn't fight. We never fight. We just went our own directions. That's also called machloikas. That challenge of that vision of we live in a tzibur. We live as Bachur and Yeshiva live very much in a tzibur, and obviously the reason why a person is in yeshiva is because he wants to grow, and he wants to develop, and he wants to accomplish what he can accomplish. And that, from that vantage point, the focus is very much individual type of focus, which one element that is 100% correct. That's what a bachur is in yeshiva for. That's what he has to accomplish. But he has to understand that if that's all he focuses on, he will not be successful. He doesn't sit and live with an awareness of the tzibur around him, and the responsibility to the tzibur around him, and how he impacts the tzibur around him, how he can impact positively, how he can contribute, and how he can impact negatively, and how he can damage, and live with that responsibility. So that creates a total. Maybe at first glance, the person will get ahead, and maybe at first glance, the person will move forward because he's focusing on himself. He pushes himself forward. It'll give you all of the chazals, which tell you that that's a good idea. You got to capital, right? But the seif dover, the person will not get out of the zebra. What he could get out of the zebra, what he should get out of the zebra. Just finish off. I just remember I had an interesting. I'll give you one mushroom where you saw it. I had a conversation with one of my chavrusas back in Tells. A big person was a Baal Musar, the person was a real oivet on himself. So he doesn't understand jealousy. He doesn't understand why Bracha and Yeshiva are jealous of each other. He doesn't understand. He says, the more each Bracha is matzliach, the more ruchnius there is in Yeshiva, the more siyata d'shmaya there is in Yeshiva, the more I'm going to gain. So even for selfish reasons, he says, why would you want to be jealous of the guy next to you? The more he accomplishes, the more you're going to accomplish. He's got a good horror. So why is it that many Bachurim look at the guy next to them and get frustrated? You know, why can't he be as good as him? And they're jealous. Because this is a person who was focused as we as a tzibur grow, we function together. So that's a tzibur. Each person's contributing. I'll gain from that. He looked at the world as a tzibur. He looked at the world as a unit. He looked at the yeshiva as a unit. So he from that vantage point, says, wow, it's great. The more people put into the unit, the better it is. The more I'm going to get it from it also. But most people don't look at the tzibur as a unit. They look at themselves as the unit. Like, I'm frustrated. The guy next to me is doing better than me. It creates a lot of terms, a lot of negative emotions, frustrations, etc., which don't have to be there. They don't have to be there. And it's all because we started from the wrong vantage point of what it means that we live together with other people. Okay.